wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. And, of course, we love to broadcast to the world, and we think of ourselves as very much international in our musical tastes, specifically. But we are embedded in the community of Laguna Beach, and it's very important to us to bring to your attention issues and people that are doing good work around the place. And right now I've got Monica Prado here and Gavin Heath. Gavin's an artist in town, of course, people are very familiar with your work, sir. And Monica works at the I met you from the community clinic, but you guys are both on the board of directors of the Artist Benevolent Fund in town. So, Monica, tell us a bit about the Artist Benevolent Fund and the work that it does.
Okay, we are... this is our 31st annual art auction, and all the money we raise each summer at our auction, which is held at the Sawdust Festival, goes to help those artists in need. Any Laguna Beach artist, you don't necessarily have to be showing at the Sawdust Festival. Over the years, we have distributed more than $125,000 to local artists in need. And it's been a real joy to work with Gavin and my fellow trustees on this board for the past 2 years. We're currently all artists with Jake Grant. He's the spouse of a founding artist for the Sawdust Festival. So this year we have our annual auction on Sunday.
Wait, tell us a bit more about the work that they do. How much money have you got, number one?
Well, we have our treasurer here. Gavin, how much money do we have?
Come on, don't hold back. Have you got enough money is there enough money to look after people if they have, you know?
We have a fairly healthy reserve.
You do? Well, you need it. I'm not being funny.
We do need it, and the artists need it, and it's really important. It's probably one of the main insurances that an artist has. Most of us don't even have insurance. It's a way for us to put back and put money away, so to speak. If you're donating your art to the benevolence, then the funds are ready for you when you need it, if you need it.
So that's a fundraising method that you... So people donate art, and now you're going to... Mm-hmm. This is your big fundraiser the year, annual fundraiser this Sunday.
That's right.
All right, so you're selling art in order to put money into this, into the pot, so that if people get sick...
Yeah, we have the artists donate their artwork, and we auction it at a live and a silent auction. Mm-hmm. And then the funds are used when artists are in need and in dire straits and needing some support and help. And so that's what we do.
So you have been the recipient this year as well.
I've been a recipient a few times. I've been here around a long time.
You're so clumsy, Gavin. What's wrong with you?
So you never know when it comes around and you need it, and it's kind of a surprise. I had a quadruple bypass surgery in March 30th this year. And so it's only 4 months I've been and basically have had the funds from the Benevolence Fund, which has kind of kept me going and in these times. So it's really an important thing for us and for artists to have this available. And we're asking for people's support in donating funds or coming to the auction. Mm-hmm. And... buying the art.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, they're able to help you with your medical bills, and then because if you're not working, can they help you with income as well, with rent or whatever, or I don't know, your mortgage?
It's a cash grant, and so the recipients can use the money in the ways that they think are most appropriate.
Right.
So we are.
We don't determine what the funds are specifically used for. We just we vet them, and we just give you the funds, and you appropriate the funds accordingly.
Right. God, that's incredible, isn't it? Because nobody likes to be means tested or micromanaged. It wouldn't be fair anyway. So
no, there's really only two criteria: if you are an artist living in Laguna, or if you're a sawdust artist, mm-hmm. and if you've had a unexpected calamity in your life, and that can range from having your studio wiped out by a flood,
right,
or having a sudden illness.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a medical concern. It could be, you know, mudslides.
Sure, it happens to be in the canyon. It could be, various.
Yeah. A lot of artists live in the canyon.
Catastrophes down there, mm-hmm. in terms of the weather or whatever. Yeah. Wow. Well, you really are doing wonderful work. You try really keeping people from, because it's a panic, isn't it? I know how it is with, you know, I got health insurance through the station, but right. prior to that, it was just like, well, what, you know, yeah. if something happened, what would you do? I don't know.
Yeah, generally speaking, artists don't really have much in the way of insurances, and, yeah. and this would be the one kind of thing that they'd have as an insurance, and we don't expect any kind of calamities, but they do come up, and when they do, then it's really nice to have that cushion.
Yeah, and the artists, of course, of Laguna, I mean, Laguna's an art colony, you know, historically, but brings so much into, not just in terms of just the joy of art, but financially, excuse me, to the city. People should remember that. It's a lot, many, many millions of dollars a year flow into Laguna and into the coffers of the city council by way of art events.
Yeah, it's an industry.
Yeah, performances, all that stuff. Hey, you look after musicians?
Artists.
Artists of all kinds.
You are musicians, right?
Yeah, we are. We like to think of ourselves
absolutely.
As artists.
Absolutely.
All right, so tell us, the event is on Sunday.
The event is on Sunday. Last year was our best auction to date, so we're hoping to even exceed that. The community has been good to the its artists, and they do come out and purchase great art and know that they've really made an impact on our lives as well. So, just yesterday, we got commitments from two other recipients who've allowed me to use their name. We have Danita Lloyd, who is a fine art.
Oh, she's a great artist, Danita.
Isn't she amazing?
And a complete lunatic.
Oil paint.
I love her. Yeah.
Yes. And so she is donating an original oil painting. And we also have Cliff Wassman, who is both a photographer and a fine artist with his oil paintings, and he's also donated an original oil of an eclipse over the sea. Yeah. So we're really excited to have both of them participating. They both recently benefited and feel so grateful that they're donating original pieces. We have, I think last year we had almost 200 pieces donated, and now we don't even have 200 artists in the sawdust, so some artists are giving multiple pieces.
Yeah,
we got a lot of great work coming up. And we're looking forward to Sunday, and hopefully there's a good crowd. And
yeah. So
are people going to be able to buy a piece of glass from your?
Absolutely, there'll be glass, there'll be ceramics, there'll be paintings, there'll be jewelry, there'll be all kinds of different art pieces. So whatever whatever type of art you like or medium you like, we'll have it all.
Yeah, people don't know you're an extraordinary. You're too humble to say it, but you're extraordinary. Glass. What's the word for it?
Glass artist.
Glass artist. Yeah, really extraordinary. Like gravity defeating pieces that you make.
Thank
very
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So yeah, and it's good to see you, man. I'm delighted that you're okay. I didn't know that you'd been sick, and I'm delighted.
Yeah,
that
I'm very happy to be here,
mate. It's get to our age, people dropping like flies.
Yeah.
We've got to keep each other going. So, Sunday, definitely at the Sawdust. What time is the event?
The silent auction starts at 10. It goes from 10 to 12. And then we have the live auction from 1 to 3. We have a auctioneer running it, a professional auctioneer. He's really funny. People have a great time. We're going to have a little bar upstairs on the deck so people can have a good time.
Yeah, we'll be on the main deck up top. Silent auction in the morning and live auction in the afternoon, so come check us out.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. That's such an important thing to look after the arts. Monica Prado, thank you very much for coming in. Gavin Heath, anything? Did I forget anything?
I think that's it. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it, Jason.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing you down there, too.
It's a no-brainer. Just be careful, mate. Just stay off the whatever it is you're not supposed to do. But you're a surfer, aren't you?
I've been a vegetarian my whole life. I don't know why, what. There's no rhyme or reason.
You should have smoked more. I'm telling you. I've been telling all my friends to smoke more, so definitely cigars.
Stay off everything.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good luck, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.